This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and if I have a crush on you, please ask me out. Thank you.
I'm Brandi Posey, and my Instagram algorithm showed me a bracelet flask, and it's like it hasn't even been spying on my every move for years.
Gross.
Bullshit.
I'm like that. Maybe it got us confused.
Yeah.
I'm Tess Barker, and sometimes a girl just needs a good nut milk.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! Welcome to the show, everybody! Well, burr, burr, burr.
Yeah, Brandi, do you not like nut milk?
I like nut milk. I don't like saying the words nut milk, though.
Yeah, that's why it was a joke.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know. Like almond milk sounds great. Cashew milk sounds great. Yeah. I like a toasted almond in my almond milk. You know, a little bit of coconut in there. Mm-hmm. Nut milk. Blah.
Nut milk.
You hear it in the back of your throat.
Meal.
You know? Yeah, it feels like it's coming up while you say it.
Well, it sounds like cum.
I hate it.
He nut milked all over me. Okay.
I'm going to get PTSD from the phrase nut milk
nut
from now
milk.
On. Oh, no.
Let's bring on our guest. Yeah. This thrilling.
I know. She's like wants to run out the door immediately. She's like, I'm silent. I'm just saying horrible things around me.
You've seen her on Transparent. She wrote for and was on Take My Wife. And she just released an indie feature called Suicide Kale, which she wrote and starred in.
Hell yeah.
Brittany Nichols. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going? Great. I have a lot of questions about nut milk.
That's how we like to start off every podcast.
Yeah.
It's informative.
I mean, nut milk has really taken off. We can all admit.
It is having a moment and a half. We are, I mean, if we're kind of like transitioning to a nut milk-based society.
Well, is it different? Does it capture all sorts of nut milk? Like, what sort of nut is it? It's just like any sort of nut.
Like almond milk or cashew milk.
It's like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is in a square.
Okay.
I still don't understand that. Someone said that and I didn't get it.
A square has to be equal sides.
Yeah.
A rectangle just has to be four sides.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that. I think I thought the rectangle had to have two longer sides.
No.
No.
Rectangle's just out there freaking around.
Dumb. Yeah.
Rectangle ain't got no rules. It's just like, I got four sides.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Yeah. It could be as long or as short as it wants.
Hell yeah.
A line could be a rectangle, sort of.
Find the rectangle in your heart.
Yeah.
I'm learning new things every day. 34 years old.
Brittany, what's your milk of choice?
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
That's the correct answer. That's actually
chocolate
the correct answer.
So
I love it.
Do you like the quick, like Nestle quick?
Oh, I'll do a Nesquik.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
How do you guys
I'm a Hershey's
feel?
Syrup.
Okay.
I can't do it anymore. As a kid, and this is actually very fucked up that I've realized later in life, my family would chug Hershey's syrup just like out of the bottle.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's not that crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but when I think about how much sugar was in that, I'm like,
it's just like the 90s.
Yes, Bill Clinton was president. Hershey syrup was flowing through the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think about how like, that's the beginning of my sugar addiction is just me just mainlining Hershey syrup into my mouth. And like literally my dad, my brother, and me had our own bottles that you did not touch.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's next level.
Yeah.
You guys eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you just know whose was whose or were they labeled?
There's a big B. Put a big old Sharpie B on the front of mine.
You guys, so who was the main purchaser in your family?
My mom, but she didn't want to, but my dad was like, there needs to be Hershey syrup in the house.
So your dad instructed her to buy three different ones?
He mostly
did not want us to drink his. Mm. And then it, wow, we would fight over ours. So it right, became right, right. three.
Everyone got right.
thrown. Yeah. Yeah. And then my mom would just eat cookies at night when nobody was watching. That's the portrait of our family.
I love your dad was like, oh, these are my roommates. These aren't my children.
Yeah, we better label these so the kids don't. Yeah.
Exactly.
By the way, kids, it's your turn to get toilet paper.
Somebody else did the laundry.
That's why you're always getting sent out to get milk, because you're a roommate, not a
yeah.
Yeah.
child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your own milk cartons.
We had a... did you guys have Tang as a kid?
Fuck no.
It just made water so much worse. It was the...
We didn't fuck with Tang. We had a lot of concentrated.
That's some trashy shit.
Like Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Those concentrates, the Kool-Aid. Purple Saurus Rex. Did you fuck with Purple Saurus Rex?
We were a black sick. Cherry family.
Oh, that's a good flavor.
Yeah, I like a black cherry Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Kool-Aid
good.
Is above and beyond so much better than Tang. How did Tang ever yeah. become... it was an outlier in some
because it was... Because it was astronauts. It's because yeah. we associated it with astronauts. Mm-hmm. We gave it a pass.
Well, yeah. Tang was like, also like, am I orange juice? I don't know.
It was
like Sunny D. We have a lot of like off, not real orange
okay,
juice.
What do you guys think is worse, Sunny D or Tang? For me, it's a toss up.
I loved Sunny D.
Sunny yeah. D, yeah. I think, is, some I think the, Sunny D's pretty
it
delicious.
It was a good
actually.
Burn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. I wonder if Sunny D would make a good cocktail, though.
No. Maybe the alcohol would cut it a little bit. It might actually be a delicious vodka mixer.
Yes.
Because it's almost like eggnog. Like, Sunny D had, like, canola oil in it. Like, you would take a sip of it, God. And it was like...
It's also like... It definitely was one of the first ones to try and trick us with, like, it's got extra vitamins.
For sure.
Yeah.
They're like, put yeah. the blue label on it. We're helping you out, kids.
Yeah, they really tricked the moms with the Sunny D. Mm-hmm.
There's calcium in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't like Sunny D, and my mom would be like, Teresa, you need to drink your Sunny D. It has calcium in it. Mm-hmm. You need to drink it.
Like, can we just buy some
and
Minute
Maid? Look how tired you are.
Yeah. I and it worked.
Yeah. Maybe it worked. I feel like a Sunny D.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, you're a Sunny D.
Now that I think about it, thanks, Mom.
You're beachy.
God, that shit was nasty. But Tang was bad too. Kool-Aid, we only had Kool-Aid because we didn't have filtered water. So our parents were just like, here's Kool-Aid. That's for the water.
So to make it taste, yeah. to not taste good.
Oh. Does Ecto Cooler count as a Kool-Aid?
No. Ecto Cooler is high C.
Is that? Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
That was a bad flavor. Everyone got tricked by the box.
Yeah.
That was a bad flavor.
Did that have anything to do with Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ecto. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. yeah, he was on the box. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the box. You know. Him.
We cannot speak his name. Slimer.
Slimer, oh, no. That's his name.
Yeah, Slimer.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm just... Yeah, that was not... Capri Suns were probably the highest quality.
I think they just tricked you with the pack. It was a packaging.
Because you had to work for it. Capri Suns are a lesson in why working for things makes them more enjoyable.
From a young age.
And then you could tell a lot about your personality if you were the kid that just flipped it up and just did the...
Oh, did the bottom?
The bottom hack.
Yeah.
Scary.
That was a gasp.
I know. Brittany, it's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that kid.
Yeah. I never thought
yeah, that's a little
sense.
Violent.
Really?
It feels
yeah.
like.
Oh, see, I think you're an outside the box thinker. It's like, no one's fucking around.
Are you
like,
really? Because you see one person do it and then.
Then you just know the other way.
You're a follower.
Yeah, I think it represents confidence.
I think a lot of Hot Topic kids really stab the bottom of the Capri Sun. Mm-hmm. That feels like mm-hmm. a Venn diagram.
I was
me.
A bottom stabber.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
If I haven't made that clear.
Just like low key defending yourself.
I think they seem like lovely people. Like. I was like a half and half bottom stabber. Sometimes I would have the patience to.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I didn't really fuck with Capri Sun that much as a kid. I've maybe only had 10 in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn. I haven't really had a lot.
Did you not have summers where you?
I just didn't. I was like, I drank a lot of like juice. Like we did a lot of like those like frozen concentrate things mm-hmm. where you get those at the store.
Yep.
So I did a lot of like orange juice and like cranberry juice that way. We didn't get like individually packaged stuff very often. She's too busy spending money on her
yeah,
Hershey syrup.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit, too.
Yeah.
And we then, get like, them at baseball games a lot.
Yeah, yeah, soccer games. Yeah. That always, like, would taste so good after you, like, had been running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to be... I don't like rewarding myself anymore after working. I need, like, someone there giving it to me. You know, the orange slices or whatever.
Sean did that for me after my last marathon. He sliced up a grapefruit, and it was like when you were a kid and you get the slice after. Aww. Yeah, it tasted so good.
That's why you're marrying that guy.
I know.
What?
Yeah, orange slices are fucking bomb too. Oranges are way more enjoyable in slices than
if you peel them.
Than peeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, you don't have to deal with all the, like, the, what do you call the white, like, the
plasma?
The rind? Plasma, really?
I made that up.
Skin. I think the rind is correct.
A rind.
Brittany's right. The rind. Rind is the word.
Plasma?
You guys just trusted me. I was like, plasma.
Jesus Christ.
You just speak with such authority sometimes that it just takes me a second to be like, is that right?
Well, I don't know.
In my head it was, but I was like, I'm not really knowing where I got that from. And I probably just made it up.
Yeah. Rind is right. I remember my, like, Italian grandmother used to, like, just eat the rind. She was like, it's good for you.
She
would,
like,
yeah, she would eat the orange, and then she would eat it by itself, and she'd be like, you have to eat this part, too.
It's poison. Good.
Yeah, it does. But,
yeah,
I mean,
it tastes really bad.
She lived to, like, 93.
Wait, the white part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll eat it any day.
But, like, separate from?
Sure.
Man.
Why?
You're just, like, Gloria Formwalt.
Yeah. I mean, it's just plasma.
It's my grandmother. Oh, it's my Sicilian grandmother.
That's a good fucking name.
Yeah.
Salamone was her maiden name until she married. Yeah. Gloria Salamone. Really scary little Italian lady. Tiny. Tiny. Also, she's the one that took me to see Ace Ventura and never forgave me for it. She took me to see Ace Ventura 2 when I was in second grade because I was obsessed with Jim Carrey. And she was so offended by the scene where Jim Carrey comes out of the rhino's ass, which to me as a child was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
That's classic, that, number
like,
one.
Mm-hmm. Until the day that I died, the only question that she would ask me whenever I saw her was, do you still like that Jim Carrey?
Like, you said until the day that I died.
She's haunting me still. She's haunting me every day. I wake up every morning and her ghost hovers over me. No, she like, she seriously, that's like what she would ask me. And then I'd be like, yeah, I think he's great. I don't know. I'm a kid. He's funny. And then she would go, ugh, and she'd walk away. And she would ask me no other questions about myself.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's why you be a grandma, you know? Really.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you're old and you maybe have multiple grandkids. And you have to, like, it's like when you're waiting tables and you're, like, guy blue shirt, high top.
Yeah.
Blonde, still likes Jim Carrey.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm also, like, I'm the blonde grandkid of the, like, four grandkids that she has. She has, like, three very Italian-looking ones, and then I'm, like, the blue-eyed blonde one that doesn't fit with the rest of them, so I think she's always like, what the fuck is this?
I will say, like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have kids, but I think I want to be a grandma over a mom, right? Doesn't seem like
that's
a better gig.
That's what they say.
Which is better, grandma or aunt?
This is
Tessa's tone again. She's using your tone again.
You don't have the responsibility, but you get to, like, do all the fun part.
They do say that. Yeah. All the grandmas love being a grandma. I will say, being an aunt is, like, awesome. It's perfect level of kid involvement. Yeah, I love being an aunt. I'm, like, made to be an aunt.
I think that's a similar, aunt and grandma's a similar level of responsibility, kind of, right?
No,
but you don't get to, like, control their life as much as when you're a grandma. I feel like you get...
As an aunt? See, no, I feel like my mom, like, if I am with... Say it's just me, my mom, and one or both of my nieces, and anything goes wrong.
Uh-huh.
Mom, I call my mom.
Okay.
To come deal with it. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, in terms of people who know what to do with kids, the grandma wins over the aunt.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But aunt, you just, like... You just teach them about cool, like, albums. You, like, give them cool clothes. Like, you do, like, you can, like, influence their taste. You can, like...
Yeah, your responsibility, I think, is to be the cool one who kind of, like, introduces them to shit.
That's how I view my aunt role, is, like, to make my nieces as cool as possible.
It's probably a good place to be.
Yeah.
You'd be a good aunt.
Yeah.
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 Do you have any nieces or nephews or anything?
I do not. Yeah. I'm sure I will have plenty because I'm the oldest of seven.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Well, so how old is your youngest sibling? I'm also the oldest of seven.
11.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So they're coming down the pike at some point.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be all at once.
Yeah. Are you from here in LA? Do you get to, like, see your other siblings and whole family a lot?
I'm from Chicago, but I have a brother and sister that live here.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Oh, that's nice. I feel like that's, like, the right amount of family to have close by. And then you're like, okay, then everyone else, I can, like, see you on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can be, like, the LA faction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like they're slowly gonna migrate over.
Hell yeah.
That's what it feels like it's gonna
I mean,
happen.
Chicago's fucking freezing. I don't blame anybody. Yeah. Getting the fuck out of there.
Once they get a taste.
Yeah. Just invite them out in February. My boyfriend's from Chicago, and he's always just like, he's been out here for like 7 years, but he always like, he still has like the Chicago pride, obviously, because everyone from Chicago reps it hard. Mm-hmm. But he also is like, in February, I'll just catch him outside in t-shirts sometimes, and I'm like, you happy you're here? Are you happy you're here?
Uh-huh. Well, you live by close to the beach, right? So that's like a whole other fucking...
Yeah.
I literally live here, I never go. Do you go?
I still don't know.
Yeah, I was like, even if I lived right there, I probably would.
But it's
not
nice
go.
Seeing the water. It's like, oh, that's cute.
It's not like it's fucking cold too. It's not like something you can really gallivant around.
I gallivant around the beach all the time.
Tess just said that with like this one arm up.
Like, boy,
the word gallivant was correct for your pose right now.
Just place a bottle of Sunny D in the head.
Surfboard up on the other open palm.
Yeah.
You guys gotta just go to the beach. Just go pal around at the beach.
You are convincing.
It's fucking free, man.
First thing about the beach. Beach is free.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, it's like one of the most beautiful places in the world, and you can just go hang out for free.
But yeah, you can also just go look at it, like Brittany said.
Just get in it. Like, just get in it. Get wet, get
dirty.
Do
you not like it?
The ocean is a killer.
Brandy's an anti-ocean.
Yeah, I've become anti-ocean over time.
Okay.
And it's more the Pacific than the Atlantic. The Atlantic is a familiar ocean. I grew up around it. I feel more comfortable. The waves aren't as big, and the sharks can't get as close. Mm. The Pacific, the sharks can get closer.
It's a shark thing.
Yeah. It comes down to the sharks for me.
I was thinking... The other night, I just had this thought, because we went to dinner, like, in Malibu, like, we were overlooking the water, and it got dark, and I just had this thought of, like, imagine sharks at night during a rainstorm.
What?
For some reason, that was, like, the scariest. Like, imagine it's thundering in the middle of like, a bad rainstorm,
right.
And it's night, and you're out there on a boat, and you just see a shark fin.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Why would you say that to me? Why would you ever say? I'm so glad I have aphantasia and I can't picture that shit. I like never want to think about that again.
It doesn't even scare me because I would never put myself in that position.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're not going to be close to it. I do like, I like going in the ocean and stuff, but I'll be out there and then I'll have a moment where I'm like, I'm about to die. Like something just happens. It turns in me and it's like either a shark or a wave is about to kill me and I need to get out immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is, you know, but the odds are low, but. I could still
Are
happen.
They?
I still drive. I'll probably...
Yeah.
A shark's more likely to eat me while I'm driving.
So true. I think about that every time on the 4-5, the land sharks. Oh, yeah. We all know I want to go diving with sharks. Just a matter of time and money.
Brittany, sharks. Pros, cons. How do you feel?
I think sharks are cool. I just don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
They are cool.
I'm not worried about the sharks. I'm worried about the water.
Yeah,
that's a more valid fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The water is crazy
powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do the exact opposite of the thing you need to do to be alive to get in the water. Like, I need to breathe, and to swim, I need to hold my breath. Seems like I just shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Fair.
And it's not even like it like comes at you from a familiar angle. Like each time you're boxing a new opponent, like with each wave, like they're different sizes. Mm-hmm. They kind of break in different ways.
And you can, I remember one time when I went with like an ex and I just was like, you know, when you just like float for a little while, you're like, oh, and all of a sudden I looked up and I was so far from the beach. And I was just like, okay, this is fucking scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, in the Atlantic, at least, there's a lot of, like, sandbars, so that you get, like, it breaks the waves really far out, and then you have smaller waves that come in on, like, the last, like, 500 yards or something. So
Isn't
it's just,
it
like,
warmer,
way,
too?
Yeah, it's way warmer.
I would appreciate if I could give the Pacific a note. I would appreciate a scotch warmer. Yeah. That would be pretty.
A scotch?
No, just actually bring me a drink on my surfboard. Once you paddled out with a fucking scotch, you're just sitting on your surfboard drinking a scotch on the rocks.
Someone's doing that.
Yeah.
Is it scotch or whiskey?
Yes. It's fucking gross.
I like it.
I don't drink, so I never know like what the slang terms for all of it.
I like scotch, and I wasn't even sure. I think scotch is in There's a weird distinction. Like,
is it a brand of whiskey?
Yes. They're all in the whiskey family.
Bourbon is one. That's
Scotch
Kentucky.
Is one.
Yeah.
We had this. I had this discussion the other day at a party because there was a bottle of Jim Beam and a bottle of Jameson, and we were like, well, "What's the difference between Irish whiskey and Kentucky?" So we were like, "Oh, let's do taste tests." And I was with Chris Register, who's a fucking caterer. He's like a food person.
He knows taste. Yeah.
So we were just kind of like, we were doing it jokingly, but also like, "Oh, let's really see what the differences are." And this fucking guy who no one knew at this party comes up.
Oh no!
And we're like, "Oh, I guess we have to engage this guy." And so we're like, "Oh, we're trying to figure this out." And he like was like, "Well, this comes with it's." Tastes like an Irish flag and like just some fucking weird shit. I know. I wanted to murder him.
Delete.
And then in the middle, he was like, "And wait, what were we talking about?"
So he was already drunk.
Yeah, yeah. And I used it. I was like, "Bye." I just left the cover. I was like, "You gave me an out. I'm leaving."
It's the sound of
right
his own
now.
Fucking voice.
He was. No one knew it. It was like one of those people who you're like, "Where did you come from?
Man,
who are you?"
I am so.
You've got
over
a bad beard.
Those people start clapping.
And he didn't even know the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He was just waxing poetic, like saying nonsense, which might have been funny if I knew him or something. I was just like, I don't know who you are.
Man, I jumped a guy's car yesterday for him because his battery was dead. And I was like, all right, I'll be a good
person. What situation were you in? Was he like asking for help? Or
no,
like,
no, I was parked like two cars. We're at home on Riverside. And I was like parked on the street. And I was two cars in front of him. I walked out. And he like had his hood open. And he was like, "Hey, do you have jumper cables?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, that's fine." And I just like flipped around, flipped next to him, pull out my jumper cables. And he was like, "Oh, okay, cool. Well, you know, you got to put the red to the red." And, you know, he was just explaining to me how to jump a car. And I was like, You don't have jumper cables, bitch. Yeah. I have the jumper cables. I know how to do this.
Yes. Yeah. You do not get prepared to fucking mansplain to me if I'm the motherfucker jumping your car.
I came to your rescue.
Down.
I was just like, why are you? And then I tweeted about it. And then all these guys were like, "Oh, he's mansplaining at you." And I was like,
are you mansplaining to me?
And I just all day yesterday, I was like, just like, I have a case on my phone so I can throw it at couches, basically. I just was like, I just got to be able to throw a phone sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was just so fucking mad.
Literally, I don't understand why people feel the need to respond to like tweets.
Just stop talking to me.
Yeah. Just say nothing.
Don't respond to me digitally.
Yeah.
If you feel so compelled, find my email address and send me an email, is how I feel about it. Don't reply to my social media. I need you to take an extra step. You know what I mean? Because it needs to be worth
it. I do find myself doing it sometimes where I'm like, oh, I'll respond to this. I mean, usually it's a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'll definitely respond to it. And I'm like, why am I saying this?
Yeah.
I don't need to be a part of their life.
Doesn't matter.
I try not to be a big responder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a social network.
That is true. You're supposed to be.
That's fair.
I'm social in real life all the time.
Yeah. I just want to be kind of like an invisible cloak. Just kind of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Real lurker.
Yeah. Have you guys noticed this? Like, have you guys, when you're driving or backing out of somewhere, people assume that you need help backing out? Like, like construction people or things like that. I'm like, I didn't ask you for help backing out of the spot. Like, it happens to me all the time where random strangers will just start backing me out of spots. And I'm like, I didn't fucking ask you for help getting out. I just have a look on my face like, this bitch doesn't know how to fucking back up.
Like, oh, thank God you were here. If not, I'd have sat here for hours.
Wow. I was just going to throw it in a gear and hope for the best.
Yeah.
That never happens to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to me because I have like a dinosaur painted on my car. People don't know what to do with it.
I have a Nissan Versa with a fucking Ugg from hanging from the rear view.
So they see the Ugg and they're like, all right. Let's help.
Yeah.
Is it a scented Ugg or just purely for decoration?
It's purely for decoration. Okay. Our friend Erin Lampard got it for me. She saw a little pink Ugg and she was like, I thought of you the second I saw it.
And you're probably stoned. So I think the combination of things.
But no, I'm literally, anytime, I mean, it happens to me frequently. I'll be at the bank. I'll be leaving my own fucking house and people are doing construction. They just start air traffic controlling me. It's maddening.
All right.
I thought that happened to everyone. We'll be back.
It's only happened to me twice.
It has?
But parallel parking. I'll be like pulled up. And then I'll turn around and all of a sudden some dude on the street will be like...
Yeah,
like
you're
thumbs
doing
upping
great,
me,
sweetie.
Yeah, like cut it. They're always doing the cut it sign.
They
like,
love. They
I
love
fucking
to tell
know
you.
To cut it, dude.
Yeah.
I will say, I saw somebody trying to to Parallel Park in a very hard spot the other day, and I was going to help them, and I didn't because I was in a rush, and now I feel good that I didn't.
Oh,
help
yeah,
them.
You did the right thing.
They'll ask.
Yeah.
Hey, they will, people
exactly.
will ask.
Exactly.
Hey, for telling me to cut it out.
God, goodbye. <We're laughs> back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Brittany Nichols.
To
yeah.
And we're going to play a game that's real dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Who, What, When, Where, Why, and here's the theme song.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when,
why? Let's play this game. Brittany, who is the best person to be stuck on an elevator with?
Brie Larson.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Out of the gate. You had that one locked and loaded. I like it.
I love her.
She, what has she been in?
Room.
Okay, I was gonna say Room, right? And that's like they're stuck in a
oh
basement?
Yeah, so that's yeah. She's got okay. experience.
She'd be good. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, is it because you think she has skills that would help you get out, or you just want to like spend time with her?
I just want to like hang out, get to know her.
Yeah,
it is a good place to get to know somebody. I mean,
for sure.
It depends on how long, I guess. Like if you think you're gonna die there, mm-hmm. and it's like you tell each other your deepest, darkest secrets, or this just like.
Or you just see the worst side of each other because it's just like the first 10 minutes where you're stuck. And it's like, how does each person handle conflict?
Mm. I feel like she'd be calm.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd handle it well. She'd
would
get,
you
like,
be
a
calm?
Workout in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys would just be like, let's just hang out.
I'd be like, we're gonna get out. Like, I feel like we're fine.
It's not like in Speed. We just had to watch Speed recently for like a
thing.
And like, the elevator drops and everyone's just like, it's cool, we're fine. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're about to die. And they're like very chill with it, at first, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the circumstance of how the elevator stops. Because if it just stops, you're like, whatever. If it feels like it's like...
jerking or something. Yeah.
Drop.
But even then, it's sort of like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like, you just have to accept it. It's better to die calm than die panicked, I think.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's a tough, it's hard to act normal when you're in those situations, I think, though.
Yeah, we don't know. Like,
I definitely had a moment where, like, I crashed a car in college where my brakes stopped working.
Right.
And I, like, had a moment where like, I was driving a bunch of friends down the Jersey Shore in my old 89 Buick station wagon, and everyone else had a pillow and a sleeping bag on their lap, so they were all fine. But my brakes stopped working, and I, like, had a moment where I was, like, I'm not going to tell anybody what's about to happen because they're all going to panic.
Yeah.
But I need to, like, handle this shit.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, quietly crashed into a short bus.
Right.
And my last thought was, like, this is not the end of me. Literally, that's, like, what I thought to myself. And then I was fine.
Positive thinking. The power of positive thinking.
Yeah. It literally was just, like, you need to stay calm and you need not panic all everybody else in the car. And I just, like, didn't. So if you're ever in a car with me and I'm just being very quiet, we're probably about to crash. I'm so sorry.
God.
I just like straight up. And then after I crashed, everyone's like, did you know that was happening? I was like, yeah, for like 30 seconds. I
30
knew it was,
seconds?
I like knew it was coming. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is true. You don't want to freak everyone out.
Yeah. There's
nothing they can do.
How fast were you going?
We came off the ramp about 45 miles an hour. I got us slowed to about 30, I think.
I would have liked the opportunity to jump at 30.
But we had cars. But there were cars in lanes next to us.
Oh, shit.
So the only reason I didn't pull my e-brake is because I had people in like the hatchback part of my car. Because
right.
if I had gotten rear-ended, they would have gotten fucked up.
Right.
So I was like, well, the front of my car has more car.
Yeah, it's interesting to think how quickly your brain kind of is like, eh?
I literally like, ran it all and was like, well, I'm just going to have to hit this bus. that's the answer. And I like, pulled the brake at the same moment, too. But it was like...
Damn, you really did it. You really handled it.
I'm a hero.
So if we were stuck in an elevator, you wouldn't say anything. You'd just be like, well, I guess...
Yeah, what would you do?
I would like...
11th floor is pretty far away.
I would probably like try to think of like a way to... figure out a way. I'd be like, oh, can we get out of the roof? I would
definitely.
Try to like figure that out, but I don't think I would go to panic. Because like,
I think I would try to meditate.
Oh my God.
I'd
be so mad. I just looked over in the corner and you just were like on the ground.
Yeah,
bombing.
You need the other person to do it if you're trying to think. You
no, I know.
You don't want 10 people like talking about how to get out of the elevator.
No, for sure. Yeah.
That was like,
it's just really funny.
When I started doing yoga, when Sean was changing out the shit thing in the RV, and like when we got the RV in Yosemite, like yeah. you have to change out the septic tank. And so it was like the middle of winter in Yosemite, and he was changing out the septic tank. And I was like, there's nothing else for me to do. I'm just going to do yoga. And so I started doing yoga in the RV.
Oh my God.
And he's just channeling poop out of your...
Yeah, and he came in, and he was like, I got poop on my hand. And I look up from doing yoga, and I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Is it worse when it's your own poop?
You'll have to ask Sean.
I think I would rather be my own, or a loved one's.
Well... I think I would rather, if I had to, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel
Brie
like,
Larson.
I feel like Brie Larson's a good choice for sure.
She's and then, gonna be like, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you guys could put your heads together and, you know, figure out a way to get out if you needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be Captain Marvel. She feels very heroic. I think she would, she'd be good.
Well,
in that
like,
situation.
She has the, you know, mm-hmm. method experience from Room.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Plus, like, do you think that, like, people that have been through something together, do you, like, start, like, a Facebook group so you guys stay in touch? Or like
just the two of you?
Yeah. I mean, like, whenever people go, like, people
that... No, you don't, because I bonded with this kid when I got stuck in the East Coast blackout at JFK, and I was camped out on the sidewalk for, like, 20 hours.
Yeah.
I bonded with this family that abandoned all of their worldly possessions, and this kid who had just come in from Rome. Mm-hmm. I stayed up all night. We went through, like, so much crazy shit, and then never talked to them
again. I feel like that is a... Like, you don't, like, want to stay in touch. It's kind of a weird...
You lived through a thing, and that was that moment.
We exchanged email addresses, but...
You knew that you would never email them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Sorry, you and Brie aren't going to hang out after the
elevator. Sorry.
But you'll have that one story.
You know, maybe we will. Because it won't be that traumatizing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they would just remind you of your trauma.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly. Not that bad.
Yeah. Just start getting all your like elevator bits in line now for when this moment happens.
Your elevator pitches?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What a nightmare.
It really would be.
Stuck in, with like an executive or something.
Stuck in like the elevator at CAA on like the way to a
dear
thing.
God.
Just with like, that would give me a panic attack.
That was like, I tried to write this joke about, it wasn't, you know, it was my friend. God, I went to like this old manager I had. We went to her birthday at this like douchey fucking place on the west side, and you had to wait in line to ride an elevator up, which first of all I'm like,
no,
fuck me, I hate this so much. And it was all like clumpy. I just did not want to be there. We get up, and then as soon as you walk in the room, you're like, I hate every single human being mm-hmm. here. And she's like drunk, and I just am like feeling very uncomfortable. So we say hi, for 5 minutes, and we're like, let's get the fuck out. And then we can't leave because someone has thrown up on the elevator.
No,
someone has gotten so wasted that they've thrown up. And I was like, this is Hollywood. You're just waiting to ride an elevator of barf up to the room of people you don't want to hang out with. That's what we all had to like. Everyone was like trying to get out. We only had one way down, and it had been barfed in. It was no good.
What a fucking nightmare. That's why. That's why we don't go to the west side.
Exactly.
I always
never
love,
again.
I love an escalator.
Escalators frustrate me.
Who'd you want to get stuck in an escalator with?
Hello.
Huh? Me. Okay. I will always take an escalator over an elevator.
Yeah.
I always take, I don't take elevators much, but escalators, I'm just like, just make them stairs.
No.
No. I like it. Feels good. Feels like the future. It feels like a future that isn't trying to kill me with AI is like what an escalator feels like.
It feels
a little
as
bit.
Good as walking on the walkways at the airport, and you feel like you're just like...
I like to like look
TI.
I like to look at a kid and then just move my arms and not move my legs and those things. It's just a real fun dad joke to do.
I like to because those are kind of bouncy, so you can kind of like leap on those. I'm always a little like silly from the plane.
I'm always a little silly from the plane.
They just stress me out because as soon as I get on, I'm like, don't fuck up getting off. Don't trip. Don't die. Don't bite it.
I did have something recently where I was on an escalator getting off, and the woman at the bottom stopped. And I was move. You need to move. She just stood there. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Move.
You got
Charles up the
hill. People, you can't.
Yeah, we almost like had a collision.
Oh no, you got people behind you. Keep walking.
I like those kind of situations because I'm just a huge bitch. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. I have no
tap into your true self.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the big thing with like skiing. Every time I go skiing, like the first the time you go on the lift, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it off. Someone in front of you always doesn't make it. There's always some cataclysmic thing that happens, like right before you're supposed to get off.
Mm. Yeah. You still go skiing even after breaking your butt?
We're supposed to go this spring. I'm not going to be doing jumps anymore.
Yeah.
Under the advice of the emergency room doctor.
Probably a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Brittany, what would you do with a party pack of Taco Bell right now? I don't know.
Is that what they're called? Taco 12 pack? Taco 12 pack.
Taco 12 pack.
That's right. I wrote that question.
Oh, a party pack? I mean, that's what they are.
Probably give it away. I'm not a big Taco Bell.
Yeah. I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. The problem is, okay, I've been at a party where someone brings a Taco 12 pack, and unless you eat them immediately, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Because, like, the shell gets, like, crusty right away.
Taco Bell is, like, an immediate food.
Yeah, you got, there's no saving it. Maybe a burrito, maybe, you could save
maybe.
For later.
Maybe.
When I was in Atlanta last year, and we went to, oh my God, we went to Jewel is what it's called. It's like a little burger chain, like what's that? White House, is that what it's called? No,
White Castle.
Mm. White House. It's like a White Castle of the South, basically. And me and James Fritz is a great comic. He was like super drunk. We're there in for a festival, and we're all going back to like hang out at this house. And he was like, "Let's go to Jewel and get a bunch of burgers. I want to be the person that brings all the food to the party." And if you know James is like not a guy that spends his money like this at all, but he had like a great night, and he was like, "I'm going to drop $40. I'm going to be the party hero." And then we walk into the party.
No.
And like, oh, no. Everyone was gone.
$40.
And he just was like, "Oh, I guess I'll just have to eat all these burgers by myself." Look on his face when he walked into the house, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, the song's gonna drop. I got the burgers.
I'm that guy tonight.
I got the burgers.
I got the jewels."
Somebody else had brought barbecue.
Yeah, the record's gonna scratch.
Yeah, it was so funny. And then he just like sat at a table by himself and wouldn't talk to anybody. And was just like eating these tiny hamburgers, furious all night.
That's so sad.
I have to say, I directly relate to the story because this second or third time I saw Magic Mike XXL in the theater, I brought many bottles of wine.
I remember this.
A bag full. And I was like, "I'm going to pass them out to everyone in the theater.
Oh, no.
This should be a communal experience." No one took my mini bottles of wine. They thought I was fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Are you serious? People turned
I think
it down?
One person behind me took one. And I literally had a bag full.
Oh, no.
Were you by yourself?
No, I was with Amber and one other person.
Lame.
And there were three of us. And I was like, "Yeah, like, we're going to party." And like, I was like, anybody? Arclight.
Oh, no. Are you at the Arclight?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. It's an Arclight. That's not. Yeah. That's like an AMC move.
Yeah.
I should have known.
That's some regal shit right there. For sure.
And it was probably the Hollywood Arclight.
I should have gone to the Highland 3 or whatever.
You would have had many a taker there.
Yeah.
It was
I just can't imagine turning down free alcohol anywhere.
I think, like, the thing is, people didn't know what they were about to experience. They didn't understand what they were about to go through. They hadn't seen the movie yet.
I bet they wish they had it.
Yeah, so they don't think they knew. But, like, yeah, I have to think of a picture on my Instagram. It's a really funny bad picture of just, like, a bag full of mini wine.
Oh, no. Did you drink them all?
Not all of them. Oh.
Not then.
But some. And I think also it was the first time that Amber and whoever else we were with was seeing the movie. So they thought, they were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Anyway, so I completely understand what happened with Fritz and how disappointing.
Moral of the story, don't ever try to do anything cool for anyone.
It has to be organic. If you try, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, exactly. God, just the look on his face was the funniest. I'll never forget it. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Just so sad. He talked about it for the rest of the weekend. Just like, "All that Jules went to waste."
I mean, he ate it, right?
Yeah, he ate most. Yeah. He ate most, and then he was very sick.
It is.
You're not supposed to eat that many tiny burgers.
You know, we all have friends who have not graduated past the taquito phase yet, and that is, I'm saying he's in that category.
You know, some people just choose to live in the taquito phase.
Yeah.
My old housemate, shall we say it, was living in the same bachelor apartment since the 70s.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
He was a taquito guy.
That's a good turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Real taquito
guy.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, Fritz has like actively tried to be sponsored by 7-Eleven before.
I fucking am with you on that. I mean, I'm pretending James Fritz is here. 7-Eleven is the best. I mean,
AMPM never came through on my shit, so I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
But were you briefly sponsored by AMPM?
I did a sexy photo shoot at AMPM, and then I tried to get them to sponsor me. We DM'd a little bit, but they never. Well, they've got that horrible mascot. You know their mascot, Toomgus? It's like,
what?
Okay. It's like a redhead, like, monster made of fast food.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Can I also say, fuck AMPM or any gas station for trying to, like, become a food place? What the fuck are they doing?
That's why 7-Eleven has it right. They have exactly the right foods to keep you alive.
And you're not, but you're not making, yeah, this is Toomgus.
This is Toomgus.
So I try to be like, let me be a sexy Toomgus.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
Oh, God.
Well, you weren't just going for sponsorship. You were trying to take over as the mascot of AMPM.
Well, you know, that was my long, like,
your long game.
That was your long game.
Yeah.
It's really awful. And it's funny, in a lot of these pictures, Toomgus is eating snacks, but he's also made of snacks.
He's eating himself.
Is he eating himself? No.
He's a cannibal.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
The food advertising industry has not really grasped that reality. It's like the barbecue places with the pig outside.
Yeah, and them eating themselves.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to think about a pig in overalls cooking a pig.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the Chick-fil-A approach is also
that
bothersome.
Is fucking totally. Yeah. As fuck.
If not really more creepy. So in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like we're all being personified, but kill this other breed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
Also, I'll say, sorry, I'm still stuck on Toomgus.
No, by all means.
So, no, I'm reading his bio right now.
So AMPM's like tagline for their food is too much good stuff. That's where the word Toomgus comes from. It's like,
what a nightmare.
They were just like, let's be stoners and call it this.
Too much good
Toomgus
stuff?
Yes.
Came from too much good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I know all this.
If you go to ampm.com/Toomgus.
Oh, God.
It says,
we're the first people to ever go to this website. Yeah.
They're like, we got a hit.
Yeah.
Some say Toomgus fell to earth from snack heaven. Others believe he was created as part of a delicious science experiment gone horribly wrong, but that's all just hearsay. What we do know is Toomgus is made up of too much good stuff. He's a friendly, gentle giant comprised of over 100 different kinds of food and snacks and 35 kinds of generosity and kindness.
What are the 35 kinds of generosity? Who is the copywriter for Toomgus?
Yeah, what were these scientists trying to make?
Wait, hold on. Because then you scroll down and it says Toomgus won't bite, but with a 7-foot, 6-inch body made of snacks, you might.
Ugh.
And then
I would like to eat Toomgus.
Why
did
they say specifically how tall he is?
It's very weird. So then there's a Toomgus.
Oh my God, there's like a
you can
map
click,
to his body.
You can click on different snacks on his body.
No.
I just clicked on his cheeseburger nose and it says,
oh, I wouldn't eat Toomgus.
Although his cheeseburger nose looks delicious, try not to stare. Toomgus loves meaningful conversations and strong eye contact.
This is terrifying.
I hate a flowing mane of licorice hair.
Hell yeah.
Women love him. Guys want to eat him.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I don't hate it.
What open micer was paid to write the Toomgus copy?
As someone who's a 7-Eleven girl, how prominently is Toomgus featured in the AMPM experience?
He's in like their ads.
Okay.
Like their TV commercials.
Okay.
Thanks to his hot dog fingers. Toomgus had to give up his dreams of becoming a hand model, but that's okay because they're delicious.
Is terrifying.
How many calories do you guys think Toomgus is?
7-foot, 6-inches, cheeseburger nose.
Oh my God.
I think 12,000 calories, at least.
At least.
There's way more. I mean,
I'll say 5,000 calories for each foot.
12,000 is a lot, though.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking the full body?
Full body.
No,
way more.
I'm talking maybe like 50 to 60,000.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'm only saying this because I've been. Do you guys know mukbang videos?
Mm-hmm.
They're videos where people eat like a shitload of food. I don't know why.
Is it like competitive eating?
Like a binge video?
Basically, they're not like throwing up.
Okay.
Afterwards, but they do these like challenges where they're like, "I'm gonna eat like 12,000 calories," and you kind of see. And so I'm just saying, I know how much.
Okay. You know what? We're all gonna.
Just trust me.
Is it like competitive eating?
No, it's just YouTubers. You know how I said I went down the YouTube hole the other day?
Yeah, that's
what got me. I just ran across this random video like that, and it's just this girl who like eats food and talks about her life.
I do remember, were you the this one that sent intense. Me that one video a couple years ago that was just that guy eating an entire box of cereal?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was really satisfying.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Two guests. We'll be back. I don't know.
We're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with Brittany. Do you want to help us give some advice to people?
Sure. Hell yeah.
If you want us to do that, please write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
And this one is from Brittany, actually. You three are amazing, and I really enjoy your podcast. The guests are always... I'm going to say the nice stuff.
You know what? Read our nice stuff. Yeah. We deserve it.
Read our compliments.
The guests are always awesome, and the show could not be more entertaining. I'm reaching out with hope you can help me with the lady problem. I'm 27, a mom, and work at a bank... Not a teller, and I never wear makeup.
I'm not a bank teller.
Don't worry, I'm not a teller.
I think she's saying because she's not in the public aisle. She doesn't wear makeup.
It's relevant to the issue.
Her, yeah, yeah, not okay. Yeah, okay. I know, she's like, I'm better
she's
than
like,
that.
Fuck tellers.
Yeah.
I will wear it, so I never wear makeup. I will wear it for special occasions, but even then, it is nothing extreme. I don't really like how it feels, and while yes, I do agree I look good with it on, I look different and almost feel less confident. I don't know why, but my interest in makeup is zero. I don't get any criticism from men when I don't wear makeup. Not that I would really care, but my husband seems to appreciate my indifference to makeup. However, I do feel intense pressure from women about this fact. My friends are always trying to get me to wear it and constantly pointing out that I'm not wearing it. But that's fucking weird. Yeah. My favorite is when they tell me exactly what type of makeup my face needs.
That's fucking weird.
These are not my closest friends, but it often happens at work or other social interactions. My sister-in-law even told me that I would not get promotions at work because I don't wear makeup, which I know is not true, but it's still pretty hurtful. And it feels frustrating to constantly hear this criticism when I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. Am I crazy for not making makeup a daily habit?
No.
What if we were like, yeah, bitch, put it on.
Together.
Lose that
mess. ASAP. Get it.
Lose an hour a
day.
We
don't care whether you're
a
teller. We're telling you to put on some fucking makeup. Yeah, fuck everyone else.
Yeah, that's fucking lame they're doing that. And fucking inappropriate. Like, they should just be like, no, I don't wear makeup. And then leave it alone at that. Like, who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems so weird to me that people would be like, well, you should... I guess it's like anything where somebody's like, if somebody's really into makeup or clothes or something, they're like, I think this would look good on you. I guess I understand a little bit, but not, like, being intense about it.
I feel like I would never tell anybody without being prompted, like, what I think is best for their face.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't think I'd be like, oh, here's an idea for you that you didn't want. Mm-hmm. Like, why would, especially with, like, coworkers and stuff. Like, I would never comment on what my coworkers have ever looked like. It's weird they're doing that. I'm wondering if, like...
I feel like you fucking... You're doing great.
Yeah.
Like, you skirted the bullshit that a lot of people deal with.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't wear makeup very often. Whenever I do, it's usually just, like, I throw on, like, a red lip and, like, a line, just, and I feel like I'm, like, putting on war paint for an occasion where I'm, like, this is what you want, what you expect from me, and I'm going to use that to my advantage, is, like, how I feel whenever I put it on, like, for specific stuff. But most of the time, I don't really wear a lot of makeup, and I just don't, I've never had anybody say anything
to me about it. Yeah, do people say anything? No.
No, I've never had anybody say anything to me about it. I'm also a little bit scary, though, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think I wear less makeup now. I probably should wear it more often, just more out of laziness. But I do really like makeup. I'm sure I have my friends who wear less makeup. I'm sure I have at some point in my life been like, can we do makeup? I'm sure I have been that friend. I'm trying to think from, like, that person's perspective. Is it like, are you saying it like, I don't think there's nothing to say except I don't wear makeup. I don't know. Like, it's not anyone's business, really. It's like.
Right.
Yeah. I don't wear makeup. I wear it for work if I have to.
Yeah.
they yeah. sound like they have some stuff. They yeah. have some stuff, and it's not about you. And maybe just like try to be understanding of their insecurities that they are then playing out via your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
As with most things, it's yeah. probably about them.
It's not about you
yeah.
at all.
The yeah. more people try to make it about you, the more it's about them. Usually.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and like, I find like, I don't, so I'm relating this to like, I don't drink, I'm straight edge, but I'm 35, so I'm not straight edge. I'm for 18 year old boys. but like, I just am those things, whatever. But like, so people like, I think when you are doing something that people are not doing, they sometimes are like, well, do you think I'm doing something wrong? Mm-hmm. Like, you think I'm shallow because I'm wearing makeup? Yeah. Or like, you think I'm shallow because I'm drinking? And it's like, no, I don't. That's your choice. You right. do whatever you want. I'm going to do whatever I want. So to me, it feels like you're bringing out an insecurity in them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, well, why are you doing that? That's not an option. Some people don't like to have other options and outside the box ideas.
Or just call them ugly and just, like, see where that takes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they're waiting to hear, is that you think they're ugly. And yeah. then you'll really just be hitting the spot that they're trying to itch.
I yeah. will say,
you
like,
could keep a cream pie in your purse, and then they ask you, like,
I mean, everyone, our main advice yeah. is to always do that.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
a great cleanser afterwards. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so gross. Like, I hate, because I wear makeup, like, a decent amount. I mm-hmm. hate when I clean it off,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you just see the shit that was just on your face.
Yeah.
You're like, mm-hmm. oh, God, I just put all this. And it also looks, I'm like, this doesn't even look like the color of my skin. Like, what
yeah.
the fuck?
It is weird when you take it off, have? And you can, like, see an imprint of the face that you wear, like, on the towelette. You're like, yeah. whoa, that's literally my face.
Yeah, it's weird, and it's... It is, like, a weird thing that we've, you know, instilled yeah. on women to, like, make them feel like they need to look a certain way.
I mean, I think it's just a personal choice. I mean, I think that, of course, I think men should feel comfortable wearing makeup if they want. I mean, I think it should just be, have less stigma forever. It's
yes,
like, it's
of course.
A totally...
Yeah. It's up to you.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you know. I don't know. It's kind of like some, I don't know.
I would like to see you get promoted to teller and continue not wearing makeup. I don't know if that's a promotion. I don't know.
But yeah, that would be interesting
or
if they like made her do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We don't know what you're
if
doing.
They made her do it, if she's yeah. a teller or something.
I'm wondering if also, like, you're 27. I'm wondering if these are, like, older or younger coworkers. I could see either one being, like, I've worked with, like, older women before who have been, like, very nitpicky of my appearance. And, like, that's also a way that, like, their insecurities have manifested.
For sure.
So mm-hmm. I think it is definitely a lot of, like, what Brittany said, of just, like, finding out, like, oh, this is what this is actually about. Like, leave my face alone.
Yeah. Straight people are exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, for sure. It's a fucking lot.
It's a lot of bells and whistles.
It's so dumb. It's just like so many weird like rules and busy work we create for ourselves all the time.
I will say, I was telling this to Brandy the other day, because I'm bi, and I was with, when I was with a woman, I was so much more comfortable, like my body and everything. I was like, oh, I didn't feel insecure like I do with guys, because I was like not worried about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scanning me or like judging mm-hmm. my body or something like that. So I do think it's true. It's like we're like putting on this like performative thing
mm-hmm.
a lot of times in like straight relationships or something to like, you know, because
yeah.
men are men or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't feel like that with a woman. It was like, I was like, oh, I can like be myself and be natural. So there's something there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's cool that your husband doesn't give a fuck. I mean, that's, you know... If you're happy.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the thing is with anyone that you're going to have a relationship with, like, you've got, like, a week or maybe two before they see you without makeup on. If you yeah. are a makeup wearer, yeah. like, yeah. that charade isn't going to last very... If you're sleeping yeah, yeah. over once...
Yeah, you're not always doing the scene in Bridesmaids where she gets up and does her full makeup for John Hamm.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you are a person that does that, stop fucking doing that. It, like, truly upsets me. I'll tell you to stop doing that.
Yeah, but some of this... I don't know. Some of these makeup tattoos are pretty good.
What? Yeah. You mean like the eyeliner and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is...
I would do that.
Me too. I changed my position. I'm going to get face tattoos.
Tess is always looking for like a serum.
I was thinking about this. Tess is like a very natural, like hippie, but you yeah. also want to get like Botox.
Yeah. It's the Southern California in me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. It's the Sunny D.
Exactly. It's vitamin C, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, fuck them. You're doing great without it. You obviously don't need. It's just, I'm sure it's annoying. It's like everybody, like we were talking about people. Yeah. People always want to put in their input when you couldn't give two fucks about it.
And people like a lot of people want to be part of the fucking herd. And like, if you've done something that and you're comfortable being different from what a lot of other people do, people are like, wait, why are you doing that? Is what's like, it makes people uncomfortable.
Well, it's like, it just doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. It's like, no one needs your goddamn, this is just, no one needs your input about their tattoo or their haircut or their fucking beard. I don't care if you think they would look better with their eyebrow waxed. It's not for you to fucking say anything.
Doesn't matter. Maybe they don't feel like dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
When I was a bleached blonde, occasionally people would be like, you really should be highlighting.
Yeah.
Your hair just looks tacky. Yeah, but I'm like, don't fucking ask.
But
you,
Tess, don't you groom Sean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're fucking someone, it's a totally different ballgame.
Or if they're doing it because they are lazy. Like, that's happening out of unkemptness rather than like, this is what I prefer.
Exactly.
For sure.
Then it's like, you're an adult, you need to put some effort into it.
We've all like tried to upgrade a partner. You know, and like,
well, you just get them out of their taquito face is what you're doing.
Dear God.
Cut your toenails, you know what I mean? Every once in a while.
I think these are realistic improvements. This is a realistic level that you can do to another human being. Get them out of their taquito face. Get them to fucking tweeze every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, Sean Slater, because it's like, that's now the only person I'm going to sleep with forever. I'll definitely be grooming that body.
I'll definitely be grooming that body. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. She's good.
Yeah.
I feel like she's got it.
Your coworkers are fucking annoying. I'm sorry. Also, like, just be like, my good grandmother never wore makeup, barely ever, but she like lotioned her skin every day, and people always thought she looked 30 years younger than she actually was, and she didn't do it for that reason, but she was like, you know, I want to take care of myself.
Yeah.
And her sister, who was 5 years younger, wore makeup, like patted it on constantly, and people thought that her younger sister was her mother all the time whenever they went out.
Yeah, sad. You wear a lot.
Yeah,
definitely.
Can age you.
Yeah. So just be like, people, I look great, and I'm gonna look great for a long time, and I just stare at them until they look away.
Just say, I like to let my skin breathe. Yeah. Just say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then go.
We've said it before, though, we'll say it again. You've got to moisturize, guys.
Right. I stand by that.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers me more than when a white person doesn't wear lotion.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just put on a little lotion.
Just put on some lotion.
Take care
of
your face.
Ashy. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean you're not
exactly.
Ashy.
Exactly.
I can see the ashy.
Ashy by association. Yeah.
Just moisturize. It's all you need, guys.
Yeah. That's it. That's basically our tagline. Too much good stuff. Moisturize.
You imagine, what's his name? Snackums? Smooky?
Toongus.
The worst name of all time.
Snackums is such a better name. Mr. Snackums.
Imagine him slathering moisturizer onto his snack skin.
It would be mustard. It would be mustard or ketchup.
Oh my God.
People worship at the feet of Toongus so they can get a bite of his chocolate bar toes.
I would do that.
I want to see the documentary about this cult, about this.
Cult of Toongus.
Yeah.
Brittany, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm at B is Hilarious on Twitter and Instagram.
Hell yeah.
She's super funny. Follow her on there. And check out, you're doing so much cool shit. Tell us a little bit about Suicide Kale, because I read about it.
It is a movie about two couples having a meal, and then they find an anonymous suicide note. So it's a dark comedy.
Cool.
On Amazon and Vimeo and
you can rent
iTunes.
It on all those spots, right?
Yeah, you can get it all there. You just go to suicidekale.com and figure it out.
Hell yeah. That sounds awesome.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.